Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com. And I have the opportunity to sit with Yulin Ma, who's with Novus International. He's based in St. Charles, Missouri, in the Research and Development Department. And Yulin, you have a really exciting presentation today. We're talking about Mintrix CU, or Mintrix Copper. And, you know, I don't know much about this, but I'm excited. So obviously you guys are doing something right. So let's start off a little bit, just kind of give everybody a brief overview of what Mintrix CU is.
Okay, my name is Yulin. I'm glad to be here. You know, I'm working for Novus. You know, we are in R&D. We are in a science-based company. We are doing a lot of very exciting science over there. If you get a chance, you can visit us. We are located in St. Charles, Missouri. We are just talking about the. I just gave her a talk on the Mintrix Copper, which is actually is a chelated trace minerals, and actually we have two molecule of HMTBA, which is a methane source, and chelate to one of the copper element. That's the whole molecule, and a bit because this chelate we claim they have a better absorption, and also they improve other feed utilization, and also reduce the copper excretion. You know, a lot of benefit on those. And that's, yeah.
Now, you know, you sort of have three benefits here. You have the fact that the copper helps with better absorption. It helps with gut health.
Yeah.
It helps keep the pig healthier. You have better growth weight, correct, you know, at the end. And then you also have an environmental perspective.
Yeah.
So when did you figure out what a tremendous benefit this product was to sows?
Yeah. I think this is very, for me, it's very, very exciting. Very exciting because we know we got a very good products, but you know, we know we have a lot of going to the molecular level to demonstrate how the Mintrix copper work, how the Mintrix work. But you know, those like we trying to see, like you know, the protein or transporter, you know, mRNA, you know, those are actually for the producer, you know, means nothing for them. And we can struggle on those because those part, that's not a, you know, when we talk to customer, I don't care about the mRNA. I don't care about the protein expression, and that's why we are a little bit struggling at the beginning. But we are confident we got a good product. That's why then we go back and look at it. Okay, why don't we use very simple way to demonstrate the copper effect or the Mintrix copper effect? That's why we run a very simple like the what's called a registration trial, like a, you know, the trial we basically feed copper, and to measure how much is the excrete in the feces, and so that we can see how much they retain in the body. So that's a very simple way. When you feed a Mintrix copper, you know how much you retain in the body, how much the excrete. Those are actually give us big discovery on how we measure things. You know, that's why actually this work done by late of last year, we're gonna present at a national meeting, and I think that's very, very exciting news for me and for our whole R&D, you know, in Novus. And there's very a lot of people working on the Mintrix. And also, because you can see, actually, I use 7 different trials as a commercial trial, because we know we already, that's back to 5 to 7 years ago, because we already use those data already clearly demonstrated the benefit on the data gain, you know, feed conversion ratio. But you know, those data, but for us, we still want to see a little bit, you know, into like what I said before, how to impact on the pollution, you know, waste, you know, pollution, how to replace copper salt as inorganic source. That's our whole story here is built on those. That's why we are so excited to see the current, you know, discover on those. Yeah.
Well, you always hear producers concerned about cost, and for the last 2 years, they really struggled with profitability. But I think you need to explain a little bit, which I understood from your presentation, why this investment has such a huge return.
Yeah. You know, besides, you know, we see besides the pollution, you know, on the and the anti and antagonism with other trace minerals, those benefits I don't want to say because I don't want to mention because everybody claims those. And for us, and because our matrix copper actually have two major components. One is HMTBA, which is a very good source as either amino acid, and also we have clam is organic acid, which put very, actually we saw a lot of data on those, already demonstrated, you know, across gut health on those. We can reduce, actually we put those, we can reduce, potentially reduce, you know, drug use and vaccination and less mortality. For that perspective, actually, the producer or farm already make money based on that part. And also, we have copper. That's why I want to say the whole story. But the copper themselves has, you know, a lot of benefit. And also, we improve the copper utilization. That's big because we don't want to put too much copper in the diet. But we can reduce and replace it at a similar or very lower amount to have similar benefit as like 250 or even higher amount of copper sulfate. Yeah.
So you lend with concerns internationally about antibiotic use and vaccination.
Yeah.
This is a goldmine product, correct? I mean, this is something, it's inorganic that you can use worldwide.
Yes, yeah. This that's why I'm excited to call those, because actually the mixed copper is not, like our topic, more than a mineral. That's why I repeated those, more than a mineral. Because there are like, a lot of benefit on especially on the nursery pigs. Those are because at this stage the you know the gut they haven't established a very stable, you know, bacteria and very easy get you know contamination with other you know bad stuff to cause you know the what's called a diarrhea or something, you know, in the gut health problem. That's why at this stage, if you use this what's called a prime products, and actually very beneficial to our producer as well. You know, to be honest, actually the for the nursery, actually we already use these matrix products in the soil actually during the planting, actually during the life of the sow, actually they can improve the production. Like in the lifetime of sow, they can have 3 pigs more. That's big. 3 pigs more for the lifetime of sow. That's big.
Well, Yulin, I'm on board. This is huge news. I'm really excited. I'm glad to see you so excited. So let's keep in touch and let us know how the trials continue.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.